Harris went on into the ship. The lavender plush didn't look quite as bad to her now, especially since it was all going to disappear in the next few weeks. Lady Cecilia had chosen crisp blues and greens with white for her new scheme, over the protests of the decorator, who insisted that the very latest colors were peach cream and something called sand fox, with accents of hot coral and hunter green. Feminine, the decorator had said, and flattering to mature complexions. Cecilia's complexion had turned red at that, and she'd muttered that she could take her business to a place that would do what she wanted. Meharry was outside her office, obviously fresh from a shower and change of clothes. She had a few visible bruises, but no worse damage.
Sirkin's in the clinic. Her ribs are broken, and she does have a concussion. They're trying some new drug on the concussion, supposed to counter diffuse damage and reduce swelling, and they'll put her in regen for the ribs when that's done. I'm going back later. Petrus is with her now.
Tough kid. We'd been showing her some things, but I wouldn't have expected her to use them that well her first time out.
Tell me about it.
The story from Meharry's viewpoint took longer than it had when Petrus gave her the short form, and began with her pointing out to Oblo that even if Sirkin had been learning how to fight, when she was with Irulan, she wasn't really alert.
I thought Oblo was installing that, navigational equipment.
Well, ma'am, he was. But those two didn't leave right away. They spent a while in Sirkin's cabin, and Oblo was just about finished when they did leave. We just didn't want anything to happen, like it did.
I didn't see you, and they were ahead of me.
You weren't exactly looking, ma'am. You were looking at them, and we were looking at you and them. They saw you, didn't see us. Classic, you know?
So?
So they went to this bar.
She fished out the data wand. Harris felt her own brows rise.
You might want to read this off, Captain. We sent the main stuff back here already, but there's a bit more that hasn't gotten in the computer yet.
You have a fleet wand?
It's not fleet now. It gives us that edge in networking you were talking about.
Still accesses fleet nets?
Don't know, really. Haven't tried that yet. Be really risky to try it if it doesn't. But it sucks strings out of civilian nets, no problem. Take a look.
Harris brought the data up on her desk screen. The picture of the woman in the silk suit and jewels was clear enough for recognition.
Enhanced by her database identification. That's what she was wearing in the bar, but the face has been cleaned up by the ID subroutines. We didn't have a pick mic to overhear what they said. The noise level there was really bad, and there were sonic cops out in the concourse who'd have detected anything good enough to filter voices.
Therapist. And Sirkin said something about Irulan gambling. Could the girl have had a gambling problem and seen a therapist?
Irulan got crosswise and got mandatory counseling instead of a hot spot in the records. Pulled that out of this lady's office files once I knew where. But Oblo and I think she's working for someone else. She definitely, definitely signaled to these guys when she came out. Then she fell off our scanners like a rock off a cliff. Had to be counterscanned. Had to be illegal.
Meharry, your scans are illegal.
Well, sure, but that's how I know her counterscans were. Legal citizen-type scans aren't worth the space in your pockets. Anybody can privacy shield from them. We had to have something that'd work.
Meharry pointed to the display.
Her accounts? Now, look at what she spends just on clothes. Public service therapists don't make that much.
Investment income, it says.
Sucking data from the banking nets was even more illegal than the rest of it.
Yeah, but what investment? I grant you dividend income, but I wonder about the companies. You have investment, don't you? Why don't you check this stuff out, Captain?
I'm not about to stick a wire into investment accounts myself. What you've got is interesting. I wish I could figure out a way to let the militia in on it without compromising you.
You said Sirkin mentioned Irulan's gambling. Maybe just that?
I'll think about it. I don't want her catching any more trouble if we can help it. Now, about the fight itself.
Like I said, the kid was tough. Irulan was down when we got around the corner, one of them leaning over her, probably making that CH pattern. And Sirkin was fighting hard, but not hard enough. Of course, she was outnumbered and they were armed. They weren't trying to kill her, though. Somebody was on top of her trying to cuff her when Oblo about took his head off. After that...
She gave a surprisingly detailed account of the brawl, interspersed with her assessment of the enemy's ability and training.
And it was after they were all down that we saw Irulan's face and hands. That's when we figured it was compassionate hand business and we'd better get Sirkin back to safety.
Hey, Captain!
Oblo had gotten free surprisingly early from the militia captain. Harris had thought he'd be much later.
Well, let's hear it from you.
Oblo gave Meharry an oblique glance and settled into a seat. His clothes still had the marks of the fight, though he had daubed at the bloodstains somewhere along the line. His version was even racier than Meharry's. She hadn't bothered to mention the delay at the park entrance. They hadn't wanted to kill any of their opponents at that point, but his description of the action made her wonder why the militia hadn't found more inert bodies. Harris heard him out, then sent him off to rest. She was a little surprised that no more calls had come in for her, but she told Guar to patch them to the clinic if they did come. After a look at the time cycle where Cecilia was, she decided not to wake her. When she called later, she found that Cecilia was in a raging fury about some point of family politics and threatening to throw things.
Oh, just what I needed. You can't even keep things straightened out up there. Why, I ever thought you were more efficient than the prissy, officious managers down here, I cannot now recall. Another dead body. And that nice girl, Sirkin, injured. And that overpaid lot in the clinic will probably charge me double.
As a matter of fact, no. Since Sirkin is the victim of a crime, and it's quite clear that she bears no responsibility for what happened, no charges apply to your employee accounts. And it will not affect your medical tax rates in the future.
Oh, well. Well, of course I care most about Sirkin and whoever.
Sirkin will be fine, they tell me. In fact, while it's a selfish thought at such a time, we're more likely to keep her now. Her lover, Irulan, wasn't really qualified, and I could not have justified offering her a long-term contract. Sirkin might or might not have stayed with us if it meant separation from Irulan.
That's sad. What a price to solve a dilemma.
True. Now, both Royal Security and the station militia prefer that we remain docked here until Sirkin is out of the clinic and back aboard. That means we'll be late to the Space Enhanced slot, but I've already contacted them and they're holding it for you. I'll be very careful arranging accommodations for the crew during the time the ship won't be habitable.
Of course. And I'm sorry if I sounded off at first. It's just that you haven't had to deal with the flat-footed idiots who messed up my perfectly clear instructions and landed me with a lot of low-grade bonds. These people who rejuvenate too often end up with brains like babies. No sense at all.
Hera shook her head and tried not to grin. For a woman who claimed to know and care about nothing but horses and good food, Lady Cecilia had strong opinions about the minutiae of investing. 3 days later, Sirkin was finally cleared for the regen tanks, and her broken ribs responded with the alacrity of youth.
She's still not completely recovered from the concussion. Don't expect rapid calculations or long concentration. You're not going to make jump points anytime soon, are you?
No. We're going in for redecorating. She'll have plenty of time to recover.
Good. We'll want to see her every 10 days until the scans are completely normal. Immediately, of course, if you noticed any changes in behavior that might be the result of head injury. I know she's lost a close friend, and grief can produce some of the same symptoms, so be alert.
Harris walked back to the ship access with Sirkin. The sparkle she had enjoyed was gone. The younger woman looked pale and sad. Natural, of course. Harris knew from experience that nothing she said would really help. In time, she'd work through her grief, but right now, she needed time and privacy to react. As they came aboard the yacht, Sirkin turned to her.
Can you tell me what... Where's Amelie's... Where did they put... her?
In the morgue, awaiting instructions. The autopsy's finished. The sonic pulsar killed her. Do you know what her wishes would have been?
She didn't have burial insurance. I suppose it'll have to be the usual. But I wanted to see her.
Harris started to say better not, then thought again. Would she have shielded a military youngster that way? Sirkin had earned a right to choose the difficult.
Would you like me to come with you?
You do that?
Of course I will. And so will Petrus, Oblo, and Meharry, too, if you want.
I thought I'd have to go alone.
It's what shipmates are for. But you're just out of the clinic. If you'll take my advice, you'll get cleaned up, eat a good meal, and then go. By then, I'll have called them to schedule a visit.
Is it all right to wait? They won't... do anything.
No, not without legal clearance.
Then, I think I'd like to lie down a bit.
Sirkin looked even paler. Harris got an arm around her before her knees gave way and helped her to her quarters. They went to the morgue next main shift.
I suppose I should find out about Amelie's things. Or would the militia have done that?
They'll have looked in her lodgings. I haven't asked about that, but we can find out. Anything in particular?
Not really.
Did she have a will?
Not yet. We hadn't thought, you know, that she could die. Yet.
That complicated things, but not too badly. If Sirkin wanted a keepsake, something not too valuable, Harris was sure she could get it. At the morgue, Harris called in to the militia headquarters to ask about Irulan's belongings. Canabar wasn't in. She spoke to his assistant.
Her stuff's in storage already, Captain Serrano, but if your crew has a legal claim,
No. She said Irulan had made no will. I suspect they'd exchanged gifts, keepsakes.
Younglings. I wish he'd thought of this before we sealed the storage cube.
She had a concussion. She was under medical treatment, remember?
Oh, right. Well, she has to come by here for an interview anyway, doesn't she? I suppose if you're willing to sit in so I don't have to waste someone else's time, and it can't be anything of substantive value, does your, Sirkin have the next of kin names and addresses?
I'll find out. Right now we're at the morgue.
Of course. When can we expect you?
An hour or so, I expect, from here to there. She's not supposed to ride drop tubes for a few more days. I'll call back if it's longer.
If she comes apart.
Have you caught the ones who got away?
Not yet. I'd figured from the blood that at least one would show up in some medical facility, but no such luck. Maybe he died and they put the body in the tanks. And before you ask, no, we can't do the kind of analysis you could on a fleet ship. This station's too big for that. We've always got some unauthorized recycles garbaging our figures.
Too bad.
Harris glanced over and saw that Sirkin was about to go through a door into the viewing area.
Talk to you later.
Oblo and Meharry stood on either side of Sirkin as she waited in the viewing area. It was cold, and a sharp odor made Harris's nose itch. A waist-high bar separated them from the polished floor on which the wheeled trays slid out from a wall of doors. Sirkin punched in the numbers she'd been given at the front desk. A draped form emerged so smoothly it seemed magical. The tray unfolded wheeled legs as it cleared the door and rolled along tracks sunk in the floor until it stopped in front of their group. Harris glanced past to see an arrangement of visual baffles and soundproofing that would allow several, she could not tell how many, viewings at once. The bar lifted to let them through.